This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Well, what happened to the search for the cure? What happened to raising all the money for pink ribbons, Susan Komen? People, it's all BS.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't want a cure. They don't want to even prevent it. They want more people to have cancer because that's how they make money.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you're wondering why our healthcare system doesn't work and why everybody's going bankrupt trying to make big pharma rich, it's because we don't even have a medical system in America. All we really have is a very complex drug dispensing system that pretends to be healthcare, pretends to be medicine. All the actors in the system, the doctors and often the like the nursing home practitioners, the pharmacists and so on, all they are is just sort of elaborate drug dealers. All they are is just pimping drugs for big pharma. You take a person in a hospital, like an elderly person especially, they can get put on 10 to 12 medications. The hospital staff, all they do is use drugs to treat or mask every single symptom. Oh, the person, their leg is swollen. You got to use them. Got to use a diuretic drug. They have high blood pressure. Oh, I got to use a blood pressure drug. Oh, they're not sleeping well. Got to use a sleeping drug. Oh, and then they have to have a painkiller drug on top of that. They have to have a drug for the cholesterol and a drug to urinate, and a drug to poop, and a drug to wake up. Oh, now you got to wake up with a drug. It's insane. Oh, and then there's an antidepressant and an antipsychotic drug on top of that because the patient feels like they're a prisoner in the hospital because they are, because they're living under a medical tyranny. So you got to have an antipsychotic drug too. And maybe on top of that, then to put on a chemotherapy drug to prevent cancer. It's absurd. Everything's absurd. Oh, the liver function isn't there. Liver enzymes test low. Got to have a liver drug. Maybe a diabetes drug. Just on and on. Oh, and they're losing their mind, really? Their memory's bad. A dementia drug. It's insane. All that's happening in the hospitals today is just pushing drugs. The hospitals are drug dispensing systems. That's basically what they have become. That is basically it. It is absolutely totally freaking insane. And then people wonder, well, why are hospital patients doing so poorly? Why aren't they getting better? Why isn't the healthcare system preventing disease? Why is everything so unaffordable? Why is big pharma sucking up like a quarter almost, well, healthcare costs in general, a quarter of the GDP of the country almost? It's between 20 and 25% right now. Why are the drug companies raking in billions of dollars in sales while they're also getting caught price fixing and committing felony crimes, engaging in mass bribery, engaging in mass Medicaid and Medicare fraud? Why is this continuing? What the hell is going on? And I'm telling you, it's because America has become a pharma state in the same way that Colombia was once a narco state. And maybe in some ways it still is, but we are like a pharma narco state in America. That's it. The whole state, the whole country is run by big pharma. It's run by the drug companies. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies for drug ads. The science, quote, you know, so-called science, is nothing but selling out to big pharma interests. The medical journals, the science spokespeople, just big pharma shills. That's it. Vaccine industry, the CDC, total fraud, total criminal corruption. The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it. You know, your average doctor today could be replaced by an artificial intelligence drug vending machine robot. There's nothing that these doctors do, I'm talking about GPs, that requires any intelligence. Doctors are, you know, academically, they're smart, but in terms of wisdom, they're incredibly stupid. All they do is memorize which drugs to dish out for which symptoms. That's it. They diagnose a symptom. They prescribe, you know, 1 to 5 drugs. That's it. You don't need a human doctor to do that. You can have a robot vending machine or something out of the movie Idiocracy. What's your symptom? Press the icon buttons on the screen. Stick your arm in the blood pressure monitor cuff. Let the system scan your iris. And then it will diagnose you. And then it will dispense drugs you know, prescriptions and drugs right there on the spot. That's what's coming. Don't these doctors realize that they are irrelevant because they don't practice medicine anymore? There's no medicine that's taking place in medicine anymore. I know it sounds insane, but it's true. There's no actual medicine or healing that's being pursued by doctors anymore. They're just prostitutes, drug dealing prostitutes for the drug companies. That's it. And even the surgeons are going to get replaced by robots too, because robots can do many surgical procedures now better than humans, and they're going to keep getting better. You know, the whole drug system, it's insane. So of course we can't sustain this system. Of course the country is going to go bankrupt. Of course your state is probably headed for bankruptcy for the same exact reasons, because you can't have a healthy, sustainable nation when its economy is based on the mass chemical medication of the population and keeping people sick all the time, and then making sure that you have to mandate under Obamacare that people buy into the system to keep subsidizing the mass chemical medication and, frankly, the intoxication of the citizens of the country to keep their minds, you know, suppressed. A lot of these medications cause mood disorders, mental disorders, loss of cognitive function, loss of memory. Do you think that's a coincidence at a time when they don't want you to be aware of what's going on? They're medicating you and your children and your parents and grandparents, medicating everybody with all of these drugs that just make you lose your mind. So you don't remember what happened yesterday. You can't even remember what happened, you know, in the news 2 years ago. Nobody remembers that Obama said there's no way that the Russians could have hacked the election. He said that. Before the election in 2016, he said that. He said it's too distributed. You can't hack the election. It's impossible. Nobody remembers that anymore. It wasn't even a year ago. Nobody remembers it. Why? Everybody's lost their minds. You hear college students on video. You go to campusreform.org or watch some of the videos from Mark Dice, who's interviewing, you know, young people. They make no sense. They're insane. They're totally delusional. His words are coming out of their mouth, blah, 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 like vomit or oral diarrhea. Their words coming out, but the words don't mean anything. They're totally devoid of meaning or logic or reason of any kind. They have no meaning. Just these young people just blah, 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 talking to themselves. They think they know what they're saying. They have no idea. Just go to a college campus and ask a student there to define socialism. They can't. They don't even know what socialism is. They love it. They love socialism. They have no idea what it is. They can't even tell you what it is. They're insane. They're delusional. And this is just across the board. They grew up on psychiatric drugs. You see? It's the pharmaceutical. Look, pharma is destroying this country. Financially, the debt spending, the pension spending on healthcare. The bankruptcy of Illinois and soon Connecticut, soon California, Illinois, New Jersey, New York. It's coming. It has already begun. Why? Because the pharmaceutical monstrosities, the monopolies, are destroying this country, destroying the minds of the people, destroying the ability of children to learn well, destroying the environment with the chemical contamination and the hormone disruptors in the environment, the gender changes in amphibians and animals and even in humans because of all the hormone disruptors in the water that you're drinking and in the environment. And the economic destruction is just, it's unprecedented. So, you know, look, if you're wondering why America is going to collapse, I guess there are a lot of reasons, but the pharmaceutical industry is one of the big reasons. We are a pharma state. We are controlled. We, this country, the United States, is controlled by pharmaceutical interests. And thus, real healthcare reform can never happen because the drug companies will never cease functioning as a parasite on this economy, extracting as much money as possible from the pockets of the people that they are victimizing with their toxic chemical medications. It's a parasite. The drug industry is like a cancer on our society. And yet, it's an ironic metaphor because they love cancer because it makes them even more money with chemotherapy that spreads cancer. So they get even more repeat business from the cancer patients that they're poisoning. It's just insane. The whole thing is insane. If the entire pharmaceutical system collapsed tomorrow, we would be much better off. We would have fewer deaths. We would have better quality of life. We would have less cancer. We would have less heart disease. Seriously. And I know some drugs have a good, important role to play in society. You know, we do need anesthesia for surgery. We do need certain painkillers for certain conditions. We do need chemical antibiotics in some extreme cases. You know, we do need insulin for certain cases and so on. There are some drugs that have beneficial effects, but they're the minority. The vast majority of the drugs are just poisoning people, killing people, extracting money, bankrupting our nation. And it can't change because it is endemic in the system. It cannot change. This nation, unless we cast off the cancer of Big Pharma, this nation will collapse. Mark my words, it is coming. Because you can't just keep extracting money off the sickness and disease of the population while you're turning your country into a bunch of brain-damaged zombies from all the chemical medication. That is not a pathway to a sustainable, abundant nation. It doesn't work. And all the best people that I know, the smartest people, the brightest people, the most creative and innovative are all people who avoid toxic pharmaceuticals. And they're the only people that I know of that still have their brains functioning at any kind of a decent human level. Literally, we're watching the mass zombification of America with the pharmaceutical cartels. The people are being drugged into a zombie state. That's how bad it has become, and it's not going to change anytime soon, unless the system collapses, which, frankly, probably be the better outcome at this point, because then we can rebuild a better system based on natural medicine and disease prevention and nutrition and healing foods and all of these things that actually do work, you know, organics and so on. But we'll save that for another podcast. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com and naturalnews.com. Download our new app. We have a new app for Android and iPhone. You can get that. Just search for it, you know, on iTunes or Google Play, or what's it called? Yeah, Play, I think. Get the app for your mobile device and get our news every day, plus our videos and podcasts, everything else. You'll love it. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. we do extensive testing. Like no one. No one does this. And especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.